And now on Dinner Jazz, it's time for A Taste of Taylor's, when leading experts share their experience of the many ways to serve and enjoy Taylor's Port.
Hello, I'm Dr. Tony Carter, owner of Vintage Wine and Port, one of the largest online retailers of vintage port in the UK. So at Vintage Wine and Port, we have seen a big surge in demand for Taylor's vintage ports, and this is driven largely by the outstanding 2000 vintage, which has introduced a whole new generation of wine lovers to vintage port. There are many types of port wine, but vintage port is the very pinnacle of production, which only accounts for about 2% of the volume produced. Furthermore, Taylors only release it when they consider that it meets their quality threshold, and this occurs only about 3 times every decade. Taylor's last release of vintage port was in 2011, which was universally considered one of the best vintages on records. Taylors produced a port of great power and dimension with an excellent backbone and structure, which will allow them to mature over the next 50 years and beyond. Whilst these ports may be difficult to obtain, I would recommend trying a single Kinter vintage port. These are ports that are produced in years when Taylors don't declare a vintage, but they carry all the characteristics of their elder sibling.
For this and many other ways to enjoy Taylor's Port, go to jazzfm.com/taylors.